The next retreat, which is entitled the Avadhuta Revolution, focuses on becoming an avadhuta. And what an avadhuta is a being who has achieved total and absolute freedom. Okay? This concept comes from ancient India. There are texts like the Avadhuta Gita. There's also an Avadhuta Upanishad. And there are writings of a sage named Dattatreya about the realization of the stage of avadhutahood. But what it means is that you have become the ultimate anarchist because there is no power above you. You have reached the supreme level of consciousness. And therefore, rules do not apply to you, and dharma does no longer apply. Nothing applies because you are in a state of total and absolute freedom in which all of the actions of your vehicles occur spontaneously in accord with the Tao, with the absolute intelligence of supreme consciousness. And you are free of fear, free of need, free of desire, free of any of the human psychological structures or dynamics. Your consciousness has completely incinerated all that was of the human level, and what remains is pure being, absolute being that is not different from nothing. And so, therefore, you can live and have nothing and be happy because you are nothingness. But that nothingness that you are is also the potentiality, the power that comes out of supreme freedom to manifest everything you need and everything that brings joy and that brings the ultimate outcome of the blossoming of that potentiality of the self as the cosmos, because that's all the cosmos is the expression in space and time of that internal intelligent beingness that each of us carries within us but doesn't realize. The Avadhuta is one who has realized that total essence of the truth of the real and has eliminated everything that impedes its full expression. And so when there are a critical number of avadhutas who have come into the world, they will create, you will create, because you will be among them, a revolution that will transform the world from Kali Yuga into a new Sat Yuga. It is that state of avadhutahood that alone has the power to face the darkness and the evil in the world without being touched by it or disturbed or affected at all, and has the power to bring the light that washes out and destroys the darkness forever. And so this is the final revolution, the revolution in which the power of light not only overcomes the darkness, but absorbs it all into itself as wisdom and as the creative power to bring back a new dream of a world that's the exact inverse of Kali Yuga, the exact inverse of a world of domination and oppression and evil into a world of divine goodness and purity and love and bliss. And that we are going from one polarity of the pendulum to the other in a single stroke through our having become true avadhutas, who are the embodiment of that revolutionary spirit that changes the world into heaven. That's what this retreat is about, and that's what our lives must be about to accomplish what we are all here to do. Namaste.